Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on sufficing on little as far as our food is concerned, as far as our drink is concerned, and as far as our clothing is concerned. So today's hadith عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ابن آدم إنك أن تبذل الفضل خير لك وأن تمسكه شر لك ولا تلام على كفاف وابدأ بمن تعول رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, in other words, O insan, O people, it is better for you to spend what is in excess of your needs and evil for you to withhold it. In other words, what is excess, what you don't need, to withhold it and just to keep it and hoard it and store it is evil for you. You will not be reprimanded for keeping what is necessary for you. What you need, you keep. That you, Allah Ta'ala will not take you to task for. But over and above what you need, that is what is evil. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, commence with your dependence. Wabda biman ta'ul. That when you spend, then spend, commence with your dependence. In English, there's a saying, that charity begins at home. Actually, we see it's coming from the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned that start with your dependence. So, ulama explained what is meant by a person spending or in what is in excess of his needs. Now, different people will have different needs. Not everyone has the same amount of needs. Ulama explained it like this, is that what a person needs together with what gives him a little bit of peace of mind, and not everyone will have peace of mind. For example, a person is a laborer. He works for the day, like a boy that gets paid by the worker, so he gets paid 200 rand a day. For him now, that's enough for that peace of mind. He knows he's got his 200 rand for the day. He can buy his bread, he can buy his milk. He's happy with that amount. For him, that amount is sufficient. For him now, that will be what he will need for the day. Then you'll get another person who, in his mind, if I don't make 1,000 rand a day, and I haven't made enough. So for that person, now that will be what is necessary for him. So according to the person's status, according to his position, what allows him to have that level of itminan, that level of security mentally, that is permissible for him to earn. Over and above that, to just earn and earn and earn and chase, and that is where it's problematic. And we actually told that now it's evil for you to start just holding more than what you need and what is sufficient for you to be financially stable, to feel contented to a certain extent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua for his own family, that Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta, that oh Allah, make the wealth, the income of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just enough. And there's so much of hikmat in the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. Just enough means that they cover the expenses, whatever they need to cover, and they got enough. The wisdom behind this is when a person has got extra and he's got a lot, now he's looked for avenue to spend it. Looks for different avenues. Where can I spend it? Where can I fly? Where can I go? Which resort can I stay in? Which is the next entertainment that I can find? Why he's got that extra? When a man doesn't have that extra, then he's not looking for all the different avenues to try and spend that extra money. So this is one of the hikmats that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for his own family. There's an incident, nice incident mentioned about Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh. He was a very pious person, but the changing point in his life was such that he was a governor and he would stay in a palace, and one night when he was sitting and talking to his wife, then he heard some footsteps on the roof of the palace. So naturally at night, if you can hear footsteps on the roof, you think that it's a thief. So he informed the security to check who it is. It seems like there's a thief. So the security goes, and the security guards, they bring this person. They said, we found this person here. Allah Ta'ala uses different ways to change different people, and depending on the sincerity of the person that is speaking, it touches the heart of the person. It doesn't mean a person have to be a very good orator or very eloquent. Sometimes it's just that fikr and that concern he's got in his heart that transfers. So he asked him, what are you doing? So he said, no, I'm looking for my camel on your roof. My camel is lost, so I'm looking for my camel. So he tells him that at this part of the night, you're looking for a camel on the roof of the palace. Foolish person, you should be looking for your camel in the jungle or in some open land. You won't find it in a palace, in a closed up area like this on the roof. So what a fool you are to do this, to look for your camel on my roof. So he replies with one thing. This person replies with one thing. He says, then you are even bigger fool to expect to find Allah in this palace of yours. How can you find Allah in all this luxury? If I can't find my one camel on the roof, how do you expect to find Allah in all this opulence and this luxury and this pomp that you're enjoying? You'll have to come down to a certain level. Zuhud. Zuhud means abstention from this world. If you really want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you enjoy all this, how are you going to ever find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, this is a lesson for us, that to really find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to give up some of these luxuries of this life. Not to say we have to give up everything, because then we won't manage, but a certain level of abstinence we have to bring as far as this world is concerned, and then we will be able to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, this was the turning point in his life. It struck him, those words of that person struck him to such an extent, he realized that that is true what this person is saying. How am I really going to find Allah in this lifestyle of mine? He decided to change his whole life, and he became the wali of the time. They're famously known as Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing this simplicity in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.